Well, it is just a privilege that I've been looking forward to this morning to be here at Life Fellowship. Good-looking bunch of guys here, don't you think? And a lot of young guys, even the grandpas in here are fairly young yet. And so it is just a privilege and a really more than just fun. Fun just doesn't quite cut it, but it's just really a good thing to be able to share with these guys and work with them, really. That's what we do best. We sing, which is kind of work. We do rehearse and get together from time to time in January and February. Men with a Song began 4 years ago when a number of these guys have been to the Shenandoah Christian Music Camp, where I also have been teaching, and they actually came to me and asked if I would direct, if they would get a group of men together, would I direct them? And so that's kind of our beginnings 4 years ago. It's kind of grown out of that since then. A lot of the guys in the group anymore have not gone to camp, but some of the original guys are still in the group. If you're originals, would you raise your hand, guys? There's a few of you that have been in it all 4 years. This past year, there's been very little turnover, just two guys replaced because I think both of them moved out of the area and did other things. So anyway, it's been a good thing to be with these guys. They are from a variety of churches, from Mid-Atlantic, Corning, Eastern, I don't know if I got them all. There's some other churches that are not affiliated, really. So it's just been guys that I wouldn't have known otherwise had we not gotten together like this. So tonight we plan to be at 6th Street in Philadelphia, where a few of our men attend church. And so that'll be a new experience for many of us as well. I've not been to 6th Street, although Philadelphia is the city of my birth. But my parents had served at Diamond Street, which I don't think is real close to 6th Street even. But anyway, this morning, our goal is to point all of us to Jesus Christ. He has done so much for us. He has given us life. He has given it more abundantly. And he is able to give us his peace as well. And I hope that there's at least one song that really catches your attention, maybe meets you where you are emotionally or physically or whatever. Hopefully there's a message here this morning in at least one of the songs that we sing, because these songs are rich in meaning, and I hope that the Lord can speak to your heart through the songs. The next song, the first three, by the way, we did as a medley. They were real quick in your program there, did as a medley without stopping. Now, the next one is Now the Day is Over. We often sing in the evening. This is unusual to sing in the morning, but Now the Day is Over, if you can kind of overlook that phrase. The rest of the song has a lot of richness in it as well. Children, we have a couple of songs for you in a little bit. We'll be calling you up front. I know there's very little space up here, but we'll have you sit on the floor and in the aisles here because we have something special for you, and that's something you can look forward to in a little bit. And right after the children come up, after we send them back to your parents, then we're going to call the men of the congregation front. And I know, again, there's little space, but we'll make do with what we have. Give the men a chance to sing with us on a song, and then we'll finish out the program on another note. Now the day is over.
Now the day is over, night is drawing nigh, shadows of thee. nations bright of thee.
Where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen.
Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus,
Teacher, rebuke your disciples.
I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.
If we keep our voices silent, all creation will rise and shout. If we fail to praise you, Father, then will the very rocks cry out. If we keep our voices silent, all creation will rise and shout. If we fail to praise you, Father, then will the very rocks cry out. From the corners of creation come the people of the living God. Every tongue and every nation gather now to praise the Lord. If we keep our voices silent, all creation will rise and shout. If we fail to praise you, Father, then will the very rocks cry out. If we keep our voices silent, all creation will rise and shout. If we fail to praise you, Father, then will the very rocks cry out. From a world of tribulation, come and let your voice be raised. Join us now in congregation. Most High King. If we keep our voices silent, all creation will rise and shout. If we fail to praise you, Father, then will the very rocks cry out.
I've been delivered from the hands of Pharaoh. rejoiced when they walked out upon the shore.
God's just the same.
He's just the same. So my feeble voice I raise his goodness to adore.
Deliver,
I am delivered from the hands of Pharaoh.
Some of you probably know the old camp song that you may have learned as a child, All God's Critters Got a Place in the Choir. I had to think about that with this song. I don't know why that popped into my head, but this song features some very, well, let's say it this way. It features a very wide range of notes. And so... Well, hopefully, going to be able to show you that real men can sing really high and not just low. But in doing that, I recognize at the same time that God has given each of us abilities. And for some of us, he has given us a higher range or a wider range than others. And these guys can sing higher than I can, which, well, let's just let that. I always like to sing high, but now I realize that high is, you know, relative. But when we use all of the range that he has given us, when we have abilities that we use and give it back to him, I think it honors God. And so in this song, Where the Sun Will Never Go Down is just a wonderful thought, and it's more than a thought, it's wonderful reality. When we get to glory, we're going to be singing off the charts, and I can't wait for that. Every one of us, I think, will know how to sing. Whether you do now or not is beside the point. We're going to be able to sing in wonderful harmony and wonderful range. It's just going to be out of this world, literally. It'll be wonderful, I think, to sing in front of the throne of God and use all of the notes that he's given us, whether it's high or low or in between. So Where the Sun Will Never Go Down is a combination of spirituals, actually, and there are some very slow, meditative parts, and then there are some faster, upbeat parts. So hopefully some parts of this song, maybe all of it, can really touch you where you are today. Where the Sun Will Never Go Down.
Where the sun.
Good news, the chariot's coming.
Good news, the chariot's coming.
coming after me. Coming for to carry me. I got shoes.
You got shoes. All God's children got shoes.
Hallelujah, Lord.
When I get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes. I'm gonna walk all over God's heaven,
Lord.
Heaven,
Lord.
Heaven.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Everybody talking about heaven and going there. Heaven,
Lord.
Heaven.
I'm gonna walk.
I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna walk all over God's heaven.
I got a song.
You got a song. All God's children got a song.
Hallelujah, Lord.
When I get to heaven, gonna sing a new song. I'm gonna sing all over God's heaven.
Lord.
Heaven.
Lord.
Heaven.
Hallelujah, Lord.
everybody talking about heaven, going there in heaven, Lord, heaven. I'm gonna walk, I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna sing all over God's heaven.
I got a crown,
you got a crown, all God's children got a crown.
Hallelujah, Lord.
When I get to heaven, gonna put on my crown. I'm gonna shout all over God's heaven, Lord, heaven, heaven.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Everybody talking about heaven, going there in heaven,
Lord,
heaven.
I'm gonna walk
all over.
I'm gonna talk
all over.
I'm gonna sing
all over.
I'm gonna shout
all over.
I'm gonna walk all over God's heaven.
I'm gonna
walk all over God's heaven.
Our own ladies are going to join us on the next song, but not quite yet. Ladies, just sit tight. You guys can sit right there, okay? Sorry, there's just a little bit of space. Are there more children coming yet? You can still fill in the aisles here. Okay. You know, God thought children were important, and the disciples didn't always think that about children, and Jesus had to remind them that they needed to let the little children come to him too, because they were important. And in fact, he said, unless we adults become like little children, we can't even enter the kingdom of God. That's pretty serious words. So children, it is nice to have you up front here and have you help us sing a little bit on this first song. Then after we sing, you help us sing on this first song. Then we have two songs especially for you that you can just sit and listen. Okay? Do you know the song, My God is So Big? I'm sure you do. We're all going to help you on that, and even the adults maybe sitting back here can help as well. You do the motions, we'll do them as well. Right? My God is so big. Ready?
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the rivers are his, the skies are his handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do for you.
Were you guys singing down there? I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear you anyway. These guys were blaring behind me. Well, we're going to go ahead and sing for you now. You know the song, This Little Light of Mine, probably. We're going to sing it a little bit differently than what you usually do, so listen up.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Monday, the gift of God.
Tuesday, peace came from above.
Wednesday, he told me to have more faith.
Thursday, be a little more grace.
Friday, told me just to watch and pray.
Saturday, told me just what to say.
Then Sunday, he gave me the power divine to let my little light shine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Monday,
Monday he came me to give me love.
Tuesday peace came from above.
Wednesday he told me to have more faith.
Thursday he gave me more grace.
Friday told me what to pray.
Saturday told me just what to say.
Sunday he gave me the power divine to let my little light shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Now, children, I can't see you very well, and I can't walk around up here very easily either, but where you are there, would you raise your hand? Have you thought about what you want to do when you get older, when you get big? You thought about what you wanted to do? How many of you have thought about what you want to do? You have an idea what that is? Can you tell us what you want to do?
I want to be a scientist.
A scientist. All right. That's a different one. I haven't heard that one before. What did you want to do? I thought you had your hand up. Any of you girls know what you want to do? How about you? Be a doctor. All right. Anybody else in this group before I move on? No, you don't even have an idea. How about over here? What do you guys want to do when you get older? You want to say it to me?
I want to be a teacher.
All right, a teacher. Yes. That's what I've been most of my life. Yeah. Teaching is good. Anybody else? What do you guys want to do? A teacher also? All right. How about you guys? Any ideas? No? Never gave it a thought. What about you? A mom. Yes, the best job of all. How about you, Serenity? A veterinarian. Seems like every group has had a veterinarian. I wonder where that's different. That's good. Doctor for the animals. All right. Well, I don't know if you've thought about it much, but in the Bible, we have examples of people who lived for God, but they also had other jobs. They weren't just missionaries and preachers and even just teachers. They had other jobs that they did to raise money and to be able to live off of. We're going to have five people up here, and they each have their own little group that's following them. They're going to ask you a riddle. They're going to ask you, they're going to tell you about themselves, and then you have to guess who they are. They are Bible characters, and some of these, especially the ladies that are going to be doing this, you might not have ever heard of, so they might be a little more tricky for you to figure out who they are. And you might have to say, maybe Dad would know or Mom would know, but I don't, all right? So we'll ask your parents to help you if necessary. Well, anyway, the verse I want to start with, though, comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24, and it goes like this. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Now, I'd like you to say that first part with me, just this much. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. Can you say that with me, please? Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. That's the whole point of this next song. Let's see what these five people, see who they are. All right, listen carefully.
Whatever you do, work with all your heart, you're serving the Lord. That is your part. It's not for men. Who will give the reward?
I'm just a humble man, but I've been blessed to have my earthly son work with me to learn my trade. I say earthly son because I've had the incredible blessing of raising God's son. Who am I? You know? Yeah. All right. I'm a carpenter and I work with wood, crafting beautiful objects as I know I should. When I get a splinter in my fingernail, I just hold it tight and I start to wail.
He just holds it tight and he starts to wail.
Hammering, sewing, hammering, sewing, hammering, sewing, hammering, sewing, hammering.
As a mom and a homeschool teacher, I raised a little boy to be a man of God, and along with his grandmother, we taught him as best as we knew. Now he's a missionary, and he travels with the famous Apostle Paul. Who am I? Any of the adults? No, there's one. Over here's one. Who am I? Not quite. I'll give you a hint. The little boy grew up and he was Timothy. Who was Timothy's mom? Any of the adults? No. Go ahead. That was the grandmother. Almost.
Right family.
You're in the right family. Eunice is right. I like to teach my little one of sums and figures and things of God. It's now at the point I must agree. He knows so much that he teaches me.
He knows so much that he teaches her.
I teach him what he needs to know.
I teach him what he needs to know. To know. I teach him what he needs to know. I teach him what he needs to know. To know.
I don't have my normal stuff along this morning, but the person I am, I'm best known for a book I wrote. In the New Testament, one of the Gospels, with the occupation that I enjoy, I'm a doctor. Does anyone know who I am? Yeah. Luke. That's right. With my bag full of herbs and some tricks up my sleeve, much pain and suffering I can relieve. As a physician, I like to help folks, but I really don't like it when somebody croaks.
But he really doesn't like it when somebody croaks.
When they're sick, I make them well.
When they're sick, I make them well. Them well.
I teach him what he needs to know. I teach him what he needs to know. To know.
But the most exciting thing I want to tell you about is that I became a Christian thanks to the Apostle Paul. In fact, I was the first European convert. Who am I? Who sold purple? Lydia, thank you. Purple, who will buy my purple? Purple robes and purple scarves and lovely purple flares. Purple is the hue of kings and queens and courtiers.
Purple is the hue of kings and queens and courtiers.
Purple!
Who will buy my purple? Who will buy my purple?
I teach him what he needs to know. I teach him what he needs to know.
I am a fisherman by trade. One night, my friends and I, we worked hard, but we couldn't catch anything. Then the master said, throw your nets on the other side of the boat. Then we had so many fish, we could hardly bring them in. Who am I? Peter, very good.
I ride the waves of the open sea where the winds blow hard, but my heart is free. I take the storms as they come to me, all to find the little fishies. It's all to find the little fishies. I cast my nets, I draw them in. I cast my nets, I draw them in. Them in.
I teach you what it is to know. I teach you what it is to know. To know.
Hammering, sawing, hammering, sawing, hammering, sawing. Hammering, sawing, hammering.
I teach him what he needs to know. I teach him what he needs to know. To know. I teach him what he needs to know. I teach him what he needs to know. To know. I teach him what he needs to know. I teach him what he needs to know.
I teach him what he needs to know. I teach him what he needs to know. To know. Whatever you do, work with all your heart, you're serving the
Now, children, can you say that verse to me, with me again? Whatever you do, say it with me. Whatever you do, work with all your heart as unto the Lord. All right. I hope that you can remember that as you grow older and as you achieve some of the dreams that you have of what you want to do. Remember, it's for the Lord. All right, children, you can go back to your parents. Thank you for coming up, and we're going to change places with your dads. Your dads should be finding your way front here quickly if you would like to help us sing "We'll Work Till Jesus Comes" and then "When the Battle's Over." So men, join us. Bases are over on this end. We will come down. We'll make space here for you somehow or the other. So basses over here, baritones next to them, then second tenors and first tenors all the way over here. Guys, come on up. We have music for you. You don't need to do it by memory. There's... Oh, you got sound today? You can't... Oh, that's a... Anyway. Anybody else would like to help us sing? Come on up. Well, yeah, men, of course.
Can everybody see music?
O land of rest for thee, I sigh, when will the moment come, when I shall lay my armor by and dwell in peace at home. We'll work till Jesus comes, we'll work till Jesus comes, we'll work till Jesus comes and we'll be gathered home. I sought at once my Savior's side, no more my steps to roam. With him I'll brave death's chilling tide and reach my heavenly home. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes and we'll be gathered home.
the battle's over, we shall wear a crown.
Oh,
we shall wear a crown.
Yes,
we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. Wear a crown, wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. In the New
listen to the scriptures as they are read here in just a little bit. And remember that regardless of your situation, regardless of who you are, where you find yourself, in what difficulty you may be, or in what joy you may be sharing right now, we are not alone. We are not alone. And God has promised his presence with us over and over again in Scripture. And I think that's a very significant thing for us to understand as human beings. We are not alone. God is with us. And I love the way this song ends. God is with us now. And then I had a gentleman come up to me last night and say, but it also, it's not just now, it's forever. And I said, of course, you're right. But God is with us now. And then we follow that up with, I then shall live as one who's been forgiven. So those of us who know Jesus Christ, we have a lot to share with the world. I appreciated the devotional this morning that Merle had. We have Christ to share with the nations, but also with individual people that we know, that we come in contact with now. So we are not alone. And I then shall live And then, Tim, after that second song, then you can come up and close, and we'll have a benedictory prayer song yet after that. We'll spread out through here the auditorium as best we can with the aisles that are available. So.
Romans 8, 38, 39. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble.
Psalm 46, 7. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Deuteronomy 31, 8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
We are not alone. We are not alone. We are not alone. God is with us. We are not alone. We are not alone. We are not alone. God is with us.
We are never alone, for God is with us. We are never alone, for God is with us. No.
God is with us, we are not alone, we
Dwylan and Men With a Song, thank you very much for coming. I believe I can speak for all of us when I say that we've been blessed for having been here this morning. I thoroughly enjoyed the music and appreciated the words of the songs and the scripture that you tied in with that. Thank you. We have lunch prepared for everyone. Everyone's welcome to stay. For those of you who are here on a every week basis, our lunch instructions are going to be a little different than normal. And immediately following the benedictory song, I'm going to turn it over to Gary Miller, one of our ushers. And Gary's going to give us some instructions on what to do with our chairs. And I'm not sure what all he has there. I think maybe where some of us should be eating. But just so you know, immediately after the song, if you would stay where you are and wait for instructions from Gary. I'd like to close the service with a benedictory prayer, and then they're going to be closing with a song. And I failed to announce earlier that for those of you that are participating in our Council for Communion this afternoon, the rooms we'll be using are in the gym, rooms numbers 9, 10, and 11. Mark will be in room 9, I will be in room 10, and Doug will be in room 11. If you have any questions, you can ask us, but that's where you'll find us, those of you that are signed up. Bow your heads, and we'll thank God for the food and for his presence here with us. Father in heaven, thank you for music. Thank you for the gift that it is. Thanks for the voices, the beautiful voices that you've blessed these gentlemen with. And thank you that we were able to worship you through their singing this morning. Father, I pray that you could receive all the honor and the glory for the music here this morning. Thank you for the opportunity to worship you freely. And Father, I thank you as well for the food that's been prepared. I ask that you'd strengthen our bodies from it, for your blessing on those that prepared it. And I pray that our interaction as people, as we socialize around the meal, that we could honor and glorify you with our conversation. We pray this in Jesus' name. Dwylan.